Could you give me a term for a screech owl?
For which?
A screech owl? What's a screech owl? Could you describe one for me?
No, I don't know that question either. I don't think I ever heard of that, something like that before.
Do you have any other, do you know what an owl is? What is an owl?
No, I still don't.
What is the name of a bird that makes his home in a tree by using his beak to hollow out the hole, and you can hear him when he's making this hole? What is the name of that type?
They call it a woodpecker.
Woodpecker. Is there any other names for it?
They call it a yellowhound, and one is called the old Lord God. He bored his hole in trees. Pecklewood bowled here and in trees, and a yellowhound bowled here and in there, and a south rattle bowled here and in trees, and raised in that other way.
Could you give me the name of an animal that is all black with a white stripe up its back, and when it danger comes to it, it makes an awful smell?
No, I couldn't give you a sample of that. I don't know, I haven't seen nothing like that in this part of the country.
Have you ever seen a skunk?
Now that's a wild animal, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
You take the dog, yes, and we have caught them with the dogs in the woods. They got an awful odor to them. And you can't stand hardly stand their odor. They're the next thing to a polecat.
What's a polecat?
A polecat, he's a little short smell about, I guess, a stride or something down, and, you know. Black looking, you know. He stank my awful bad. Him and a stump. You know, this about alike.
What is a term that you use for troublesome animals, say like a polecat or a skunk? What is a term used for these animals that cause trouble?
Well, like I was saying about them all, they destroy your chickens. Things like that, you know.
Do you have a word for them?
Ma'am?
Do you have a word for them? Do you call these animals that do destruction, do you call them anything as a whole?
Yeah, catch them with dogs and one thing like that, you know.
Well, do you have a word that you might call them because of this destruction they do?
Like I said, they destroy your chicken, one thing or like that, you know. Don't like them things with them. Some of them call them weevils.
Have you heard of the word varmint?
No, I don't think I have. No, I haven't.
What do you call an animal that's gray or light in color, that has a long bushy tail and runs up the trees and stores nuts?
I call that a squirrel or a coon. Not a problem, but a squirrel. A coon one, something like that.
Are there different types of squirrels?
Yes, ma'am. There's one they call a gray squirrel and one of them called a fox squirrel.
And what's a fox squirrel like? What color is it?
He's bigger than a gray squirrel. They're all my hair the same color. And he has a little white blade in his face here, you know. Running down his paw there, you know.
What about the gray squirrel? Is there any distinguishing marks on him, or does he look different? He's smaller.
He's just smaller. They all got about the same color, gray. And sort of brown looking on the side, you know that.
Mm-hmm. Could you give me the name of an animal that looks somewhat like a squirrel but is much smaller and, well, gets his nuts and buries them in the ground or in a tree?
Well, that sounds more like it might be a rat.
Well, yeah.